功效就是第三点七哈，就是脱离黑暗的权势。
The third point of the efficacy of redemption is to depart from the power of darkness.
这个权势就是表示一个权柄能够控制人。
The power of darkness is the force that controls us.
啊，那脱离就是脱离这个权柄控制我们那个权势。
To depart is to be released from the power of darkness.
啊，那从启示录看起来，这个脱离黑暗的权势，啊，就是指着让我们能够得胜。
From the book of Revelation, we learn that to depart from the power of darkness is to enter into the light.
啊，好像启示录里面在讲七个教会的得胜。
For instance, Revelation mentions the victory of the seven churches.
啊，这个都是在主耶稣的帮助之下才能得胜。
And it is all with the help of Jesus that they become victorious.
啊，是我们能够得胜世界。与得胜魔鬼
We can be victorious over the world and over sin.
这两样啊，就是我们属灵上会给我们致命一个敌人。
For the world and sin are our deadly enemies.
那脱离黑暗的权势，就进入光明里面。
And to depart from the power of darkness is to enter into light.
在圣经里面，光明啊，可以找出两个，一个就是代表生命。
In the Bible, there are two shades of meaning to the word light. One is life.
好像生命就是人的光。
For instance, our life is our light.
所以进到光明里面，也是进到真正的生命里面。
And to enter into the true light is to enter into the true light.
主耶稣传道理啊，圣经里面说应验以赛亚书，那坐在石荫幽谷的人有大光照着他们。
Those who have entered into the shadow of death have come out into the light of God.
那在启示录二十一章里面记到那个新天新地啊，永远光明。
And in Revelation 21, it is mentioned that those who are in His light are forever glorious.
那个地方有永远的生命。
And there is eternal life.
那光明也是指着荣耀。
Light also refers to glory.
我们要在光明中得基业。
We will receive the inheritance in the glory of God.
在将来在天国要得生命的冠冕。
So that in the last days we will receive the crown of righteousness.
那在那个七个教会得胜的都要给他们应许。
And God has also promised the seven victorious churches.
这样得隐藏的玛瑙。
That they will receive the hidden manna.
隐藏玛瑙应该是指着主耶稣本身了。
And the hidden manna refers to the Lord Himself.
得新城与新名。
And they will receive a new city and a new name.
那个名啊，就是主耶稣的名。
And that name is the name of Jesus.
在哥林多前书十五章里面说要得荣耀。
And in 1 Corinthians, it is stated that we will receive glory.
我们要跟主一起有荣耀。
We will have glory with the Lord.
那在约翰一书里面在讲我们要在天国里面见到他的本体。
In 1 John, it is mentioned that we will see his glorious body.
那这是我们人最后的满足，也是最大的满足。
And that is our ultimate satisfaction.
所以我们在光明中得基业，那个基业就是指着天国。
And the inheritance that we will receive is the heavenly kingdom.
享受完全的生命，然后亲眼看到神的本体跟神在一起。
There we will witness the perfect, glorious body of Christ and be with Him forever.
那这是神叫主耶稣给我们救赎的功效。
And so these are the efficacies of redemption.
我们现在来看救赎的计划与实现。
Now let us look into the plan and manifestation of redemption.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter
1第四节跟第五节
Verse 4 and 5 Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
这里说神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
This verse tells us that He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.
就预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
And in love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ.
是创世以前。
We were predestined to be His sons before the creation.
那这个救赎计划是创世以前就有。
In other words, the redemption plan had been formed before the creation.
所以这也是在讲基督教不同的地方。
And this is what is different between Christianity and other religions.
这不是说一个人很苦闷在树下忽然领悟出来而创设一个宗教。
A true religion is not founded merely by someone's enlightenment.
就是自己想出来的。
No one can just think of a way to salvation by himself.
这是神的计划，创世以前就已经计划。
God has already planned this redemption before the creation of the world.
然后一直到主耶稣降生，这个计划才实现出来。
And it is only fully realized when Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以这不是偶然的，偶发性的宗教。
So Christianity is not a coincidental religion.
你很多的宗教创设之前，那个教主怎么哪里来呢？你根本就找不出踪迹出来。
Many other religions do not know the background of its founders.
没有一个预言说预言哪一个宗教那个教主要在哪里生出来。
And there were no prophecies regarding the coming of the founder.
只有主耶稣。
Only Jesus.
这是预定，是计划，然后到。末期再把它实现出来。
Has been predestined or been planned to give us redemption.
所以救赎的具体的实现就是主耶稣本身的降生。
So a concrete realization of this redemption is when Jesus came to this world.
我们现在看马太福音哈。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第一章
Matthew chapter 1
21节
Verse 21 Verse 21 She will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins
主耶稣还没有出生他的名字已经被定好了
Even before Jesus was born he was already named
天使告诉他你要给他取名叫做耶稣
And the angel told her that his name shall be called Jesus
他一生要做的事情也已经定好了
And what his mission of his life had also been determined
要把自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来
And that is he will save his people from their sins
这个都是先决定好的
These are predefined
那耶稣降生以后才照着这个决定这样计划这样一直实现出来
And after Jesus was born he followed exactly to this plan
好我们现在看提摩太前书第二章
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2
提摩太前书第二章
1 Timothy chapter 2
第六节
Verse 6Verse 5 and 6 For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time.
Okay, 我们先看保罗对主耶稣职分的了解，然后我们再回到启示录来看启示录里面所描写耶稣的救赎。
We are going to first look into Paul's understanding of his apostleship and bringing that to our understanding of redemption in the book of Revelation.
说只有一位神在神人中间只有一个中保。
There is only one mediator between God and man.
就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And that is the man Christ Jesus who came into this world to be a ransom for all men.
这个中保就是要把这个两个把它连在一起。
A mediator is to bring two parties together.
人有罪神公义。
Man has sinned, but God is righteous.
所以现在有一个中保，是神跟人能够和好。
So there needs to be a mediator to reconcile man to God.
那就是耶稣基督。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
那他怎么救我们？怎么做中保来使两下和好呢
？How does Jesus become the mediator so that we may be reconciled to God?
就第六节
，verse 6。
说他舍己做万人的赎价。
He gave himself as a ransom for all men.
这舍己就是牺牲生命流血。
To be a ransom is to shed one's blood.
那这个就是赎价。
And that is the price he paid for our redemption.
所以我们再回到启示录里面来看。启示录第一章。
So let's return to Revelation chapter 1.
第五节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.Chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood.
这我们刚刚已经有读过哈，就是主耶稣借着他的宝血救我们脱离罪。
As we have read before, the Lord Jesus had freed us from our sins by his blood.
那他自己从死里复活。也是称为初熟的果子。
And Jesus Christ himself resurrected to become the first fruit of those who are resurrected.
在后面有提到哈。所以主耶稣的牺牲哈，主耶稣的复活，这是我们得救的一个关键。
So Jesus' resurrection is the key to our redemption.
如果主耶稣没有死，没有宝血，我们可以记。罪得到洁净。
Had Jesus not died, we would not have His precious blood to be redeemed of our sins.
那如果主耶稣没有复活，那保罗在哥林多前书15章里面讲，我们信主就徒然了。
Had Jesus not been resurrected, we will be like what is described in 1 Corinthians 15, that we have no hope.
所以主牺牲流宝血，然后他又从死里复活。这个就是我们救赎的根源。
And so the basis of redemption is in Jesus Christ shedding His blood and then resurrected.
所以今天我们整个救赎计划的实现啊，这个中心人物就是耶稣。
So the consummation of this redemption plan centers on the Lord Jesus.
那万族要在他里面合而为一。
And all tribes will be united in Him.
我们再看第五章哈。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased man from God, for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation.
这个第九节我们刚才有读过，各族、各方、各民、各国，买人来。
As we read before, he purchased us from every tribe and language and people and nation.
到第七章的第九节
，Chapter 7 verse 9.
从各国、各族、各民、各方买人来。
And he has also purchased people from every nation, tribe.People and language.
所以主耶稣救赎计划的实现啊，在保罗的书信里面说，这是一个奥秘。
And it is a mystery indeed how many people are purchased.
因为在旧约时代里面，只有犹太人是选民。
In the Old Testament, only the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
但是后来神启示给保罗。
But later on.God revealed to Paul
说外邦人也可以得救
that the Gentiles will also be saved.
在以弗所书里面他提到万族要在他里面合一
That is why the book of Ephesians mentions that all tribes will be united in our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在启示第七章就提到这个被拯救的人是各个地方来都有
And Revelation 7 mentions that those who are being saved come from every nation and tribe.
就在族里面合一
and they will come together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们, 每个人从, 各个不同的地方来,
so similarly, we have all come from different places.
为什么我能够合一?
Why is it that we are united as one?
真耶稣教会能够合一?
Why is it that the true Jesus Church is united?
真的很奇妙, 你如果到非洲去,
it is indeed very miraculous. Let me give you an example. When I went to Africa,
你跪下来跟他们一起祷告,
when I pray with the Africans,
他们也得圣灵,
they also received the Holy Spirit.
你就觉得在主里面是同一个身体,
and I feel that in the Spirit, we are all one in Christ.
这个关系是建立在哪里?
And where is this relationship established upon?
就是建立在主耶稣的救赎上面。
It is established upon the redemption of Jesus.
所以本来都没有关系的人, 因为救赎在他的身体里面联合成为一。
So previously we were unrelated, but because of God's redemption, we now are united in Christ in the Spirit.
因此这个教会能够合一, 就是因为主耶稣在其中。
That is why the church is united, because our Lord Jesus is among us.
所以这个救赎实现, 我们可以感受到一个重点, 和万族在他里面合一。
So the realization of this redemption in us is such that people from all nations and tribes will come together as one in the Spirit.
那这个万族都可以合一啊, 何况是提到一个小的家庭。
And if every tribe could be united in the Lord, how much easier it is for one single family to be united in the Lord.
那你看为什么这么多破碎的家庭?
Why are there so many broken families? Obviously, you can mention many reasons.
但是如果每一个人都在主救赎的里面,
but if every one of us is in the redemption of Christ,
在主的身体里面,
then we are all in the body of Christ.
这个家庭是合一的,
our family has to be united.
所以家人之间的关系不但有姻亲跟血亲的关系,
so our family relationship does not just base upon flesh and blood, but also upon our emotions.
有一个更强的关系就是因为主耶稣的救赎的关系。
But the most important foundation of our relationships in the family is our relationship with Christ.
那这个关系最强。
And that is the strongest relationship we can have.
所以这个你各个地方的来都来到宝座面前来到神面前都成为一了。
And that is why people from all nations and tribes will come in His presence to be one.
这是超越语言，是超越文化。
And this unity transcends language and culture.
超越风俗。
And it transcends tradition.
超越肤色。
And skin color.
超越阶级地位。
And status.
超越一切。
And everything else.
在主里面都是合一的。
In the Lord, we are all one.
这是一个奥秘。
That is a mystery.
在救赎实现的时候才有可能。
And this is only possible when the redemption is consummated.
所以西方人有所谓乌托邦的理想。
That is why there is this utopian thinking in Western thoughts.
然后中国人有天下为公的理想。
And there is also a universal justice in the society in Eastern thoughts.
理想是理想, 你发现到现在还有没有实现？没有。
But these ideals will not and will never be realized.
因为太多的因素让你没有办法实现这个理想。
There are simply too many reasons why these utopian thinking can never be fully realized.
但是这些理想能够实现。
But these ideologies will be realized.
如果我们大家都在基督的救赎里面。
If we are all redeemed in Jesus Christ,
万族都合一,
and all nations and tribes will be united.
所以世界的希望在哪里?
So what is and where is the hope of this world?
只有一个希望,
there's only one hope,
主耶稣,
the Lord Jesus.
离开主耶稣, 世界还有什么希望?
Apart from Jesus, there's no hope.
没有希望,
there is no hope.
所以万族在他合一, 救赎的实现就是大家的合一。
And so, at the consummation of His redemption, we will all be united as one in Him.
因此哥林多前书说, 他是我们的救赎。
That is why 1 Corinthians tells us that He is our redemption.
我们现在来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
30节。
Verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
这里说神又使他, 基督耶, 主耶稣, 成为我们的智慧, 公义, 圣洁,
He become the wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
我们就, 查考到这里, 我们就了解为什么主耶稣是人生的至宝。
This is how we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious thing we can ever possess in our life.
世界上没有一个人你可以说他就是我的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
There's no one else that we can claim to be our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
你的配偶你可以这样讲吗? 他就是我的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Can you ever say about your spouse that he or she is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption?
你的父母你可以这样讲吗?
Can you say the same for your parents?
你公司的老板可以这样讲吗?
How about your boss, your
你的孩子可以这样讲吗?
Your children.
没有一个人这样讲。
No one can have this status.
只有主耶稣。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
He is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
所以人生只有一个至宝, 耶稣。
That is why there is the utmost precious thing in our life, and that is Jesus Christ.
所以我们对这整个神的救赎如果了解, 你发现你一生抓的最紧的是神, 耶稣。
So the greatest treasure that we should hold on to is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你抓住他, 你什么都有。
As long as you hold on to him, you have everything else.
你失去他,
But if you lose him,
你拥有的一切也会变成没有。
Everything that you have will be in vain.
所以最后点就是除他以外别无拯救。
So besides him, there is no other salvation.
只有一条路,除他以外别无拯救。
There is no other salvation apart from him.
就是耶稣基督。
And him being the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们查考这个救赎论啊, 到最后会, 让我们
So as we study the theory of redemption, we are fully affirmed once again our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will be reaffirmed of our confidence and faith in the true Jesus Church, for this is the body of Christ.
好，那我们现在再看下面哈，救赎的条件。
Let's move on to the criteria of redemption.
所以条件就是说我们需要达到这个要求我们才可以得救。
In other words, there are several qualifications we must meet before we are worthy of this redemption.
我们先看保罗对圣经保罗对这个救赎的了解条件的了解。
Let us talk about Paul's understanding of the criteria of redemption.
你看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter
2. 以弗所书第二章的第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
第四节。
Verse
10.
第九节。 Verse 9 and 10. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
说得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
It is by grace that we have been saved through faith.
为什么是恩？
Why is it grace?
我们刚刚已经查过，因为靠着主的宝血，罪白白得到赦免。
Through the precious blood of Christ, our sins are freely forgiven.
我们没有做什么。
We did not do anything.
我没有付什么代价。
We did not pay any price.
你只信，接受宝血洁净，你就得到救恩。You
only believed and were cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, and thus receiving your salvation.
所以我们刚刚又读过这个罗马书不启示录第七章里面，我们第七章的第四节。
Let's read Revelation 7, verse 4. Revelation 7, verse 4. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all tribes of Israel.
就是这一些人到最后是主的宝血洁净。
These people are ultimately cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
好，这是这是神的恩典哈。
This is the grace of God.
好，那下面呢，我们如果再看启示录，我们可以发现，虽然救赎是恩典，但是也要人的努力。
Even though salvation is by grace, we still have to do our part.
好，我们现在来看啊，这跟外教会讲啊，跟一般基督教讲教会讲的不太一样。
Our view of salvation is very different from other denominations.
因为我们常常听布道会最常讲的就是你心里相信，口里承认就得救。
We often hear it in evangelistic services, that as long as we proclaim our Lord Jesus, in our mouth and in our hearts, we are saved.
引用这个罗马书第十章第十节。
And that's quoting Romans chapter 10 verse 10.
但是如果我们从保罗的书信再回到启示录来看，好像我们罪得赦免之后，人的努力也是需要。
So if we look into the epistles of Paul and also the book of Revelation, we know that we need to do our part.
好，我们接下来看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
27节。
Verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
保罗说他攻克己身，叫身服我。
Paul said, I beat my body and make it my slave.
因为他怕自己被弃绝了。
He was afraid that he might be disqualified.
工作做很多，到最后他自己不能得救。
He might have worked a lot for God, but ultimately he may find himself not saved.
那保罗在写哥林多前书的时候，其实他已经受洗很久了。
When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he had believed in the Lord for a long time.
所以在他的了解里面，还是有一个可能他不能得救。
And yet in his understanding, there's still a possibility that he may not be saved.
所以他才需要恐惧战兢来做成得救的功夫。
And that is why with fear and trembling, he had to work towards his salvation.
因此在启示录里面我们可以看到，我们需要得到主宝血洁净之后，需要靠着神的帮助来做成得救的功夫。
That is why from Revelation we realize that after we are being redeemed, we need to be sanctified with the help from Jesus Christ.
在启示录的第二章我们可以看到那个七个教会。
Starting from Revelation chapter 2, we see messages to the seven churches.
那这个七个教会里面都有提到说得胜的要怎样。
And these seven messages to the churches all talk about what they should do to be victorious.
那很简单的，如果一个人没有得胜
，Truly enough, if we are not victorious,
他的救恩也是他也是没有办法得救。
Then his salvation is by no means assured.
这个七个教会就是已经受洗，已经归入在这个基督的身体里面。
All these church members have been united in the Lord.
如果没有悔改，没有改变，到最后他还是没有办法得胜。
But unfortunately, if they do not repent and transform themselves, they will still not be saved in the end.
他得救还是有问题。
And their salvation is not assured.
所以这个得救需要个人的努力。
And so salvation requires that we do our part.
那到了后半部启示录的后面。
In the second portion of Revelation.
你可以看到这个逼迫的来到。
You see, that persecution began.
从十二章开始启示录的十二章。
Chapter 12.
这个十一章在提到我们有刚才提到吹号。
Chapter 11 mentions the blowing of the trumpets.
最后的三号有这个灾祸一直降下来。
And in the last three trumpets, the plagues came down.
然后十二章开始就在讲教会会受到的逼迫。
Starting from chapter 12, the church was persecuted.
那到十七章才是最后那个七碗倒下来，最后的灾祸。
And in chapter 17, the final plagues from the seven bowls.
所以在最后的这个和最严重的灾，神的刑罚，愤怒的刑罚 来到之前，我们从十三章可以看到啊逼迫的来临。
Before the final wrath of God is realized in the seven bowls, we can see persecution in chapter 12 and 13.
这个十二章有提到这个龙。
Chapter 12 mentions the dragon.
但这个龙也是代表魔鬼。
Which represents Satan.
那十三章代表这个兽。
13 mentions the beast.
他提到有两个兽。
There are two beasts.
我们再看这个王长老解释 有一个兽把它解释说政权。
According to the interpretation of Elder Huang, one of the beasts represent a political power.
那另外一个兽就是宗教团体。
And the other beast represents a religious group.
然后他们有共同的目标，就是要逼迫那一些被主所拣选的人。
But there's a common goal between the two beasts, and that is to persecute those whom God has chosen.
那逼迫有多严重呢？
How severe was that persecution?
甚至连生命也会失掉。
They could even lose their life.
我们可以看十五章。
Chapter 15.
十二章十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
这里说，这些逼迫来到有一些甚至死亡会来到。
They did not love their lives so much as to shrink.From death.
因为神允许魔鬼有程度的有限度的做工。
God to a certain extent allows Satan to do his work.
这个对信徒的信仰是一种考验。
And that is a test for all Christians.
是信徒在大患难当中经过磨练。
And the members will be tested and tried in this period.
那如果这个大患难中能够靠主得胜，他最后就能得救。
But those who triumph in this tribulation will ultimately be saved.
所以到了十五章
Chapter 15.
第二节
Verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火残杂，有那些剩了的兽和兽并他名字数目的人都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴第三节。
Three.
唱神仆人摩西和羔羊的歌所以我们看到这些很忠心的圣徒得胜。
We see here that these staunch believers or members are ultimately saved.
他们就站在神的国度里面。
They stand in the kingdom of God.
就跟神在一起，在那里歌颂神。
In His presence, singing praises to Him.
所以救赎的条件。
So the criteria of redemption.
第一个，我们罪得到赦免，这是神的恩典，只要我们信。
First of all, redemption comes from God's faith through God's grace through our faith.
再来就是要靠着神的帮助来胜过世界，胜过魔鬼，胜过逼迫。
Secondly, through the help of our Lord Jesus, we will overcome the world and Satan.
那这也是主耶稣所说的，要经过火洗。
And this is what is meant to go through the trial of fire.
那经过洗了之后，衣服就洁白了。
And after we are being tried, our garments will be washed clean.
我们看二十二章启示二十二章。
Revelation 22.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服有福了，可以得着权柄到生命树那里。也能从门进城。
Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to see the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
所以在大患难当中人能够在患难中洁净自己，变成非常圣洁的，有福气。
So those who can cleanse themselves amidst tribulation are blessed.
啊, 他要跟神在一起。
And they will be with God.
好,我们进入最后一个, 啊, 救赎的完成。
Let's move on to the last point, the completion of redemption.
启示录十八章似乎可以看到, 啊, 到最后神愤怒倒下来, 这个世界就结束了。
After the wrath of God is poured down, the world comes to an end.
巴比伦倾倒, 世界结束了。
The Babylon fell, and the world ended.
这个细节怎么去解释这个太奥秘了。
The details of which is too mysterious to explain.
如果从彼得后书里面也讲得很清楚, 有形之的都要被烈火消化。
But 2 Peter describes it very vividly that material things will be consumed.
所以在救赎最后完成的时候, 这个世界是会结束的, 有形之都会结束。
And so all material things will vanish.
那我们看21章哈。
Let's read Revelation 21.
21章第二节。Verse 2.
The church will be beautifully adorned as a bride waiting for the husband.
也就是最后的婚宴，主耶稣再来。
This will be the ultimate matrimony.
这个世界结束, 啊, 属灵的天国开始。
The world will come to an end, thus beginning the spiritual kingdom.
啊, 教会被提。
And the church will be brought up.
整个, 啊, 救赎工作就完毕了。
And that will conclude the redemption.
好, 我们现在看一节, 啊, 做结论。
Let's turn to our final verse for a conclusion.
啊, 接上人家前书,
First Thessalonians
第一章,
Chapter 1. Verse 9 and 10. For they themselves reported. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
这个第九节第三节在讲三件事情。
Three things are mentioned here.
我们人活着三件事情。
Three things that we face when we live in this world.
第一件事情就是离开偶像归向神。
The first thing is we should turn to God from idols.
所以我们在讨论这个救赎论, 啊, 就是归向神。
That is why redemption is all about returning to God.
借着耶稣基督的宝血带我们, 啊, 归到神的身边。
Through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, we are reconciled to God.
啊, 进到他的国度里面。
And we enter into his kingdom.
来享受 他的福分,
to enjoy his blessings.
啊, 那这一步, 啊, 我们已经得到了。
We have completed this part.
那下面还有两件事情是我们要努力的。
There are two other things that we should strive toward.
第一个, 就是要服侍又真又活的神。
We must serve the living and true God.
所以我们蒙救赎的人, 从现在开始要服侍神。
That is why all of us who have been saved must serve the Lord.
好像我们查考启示录里面有讲, 做祭司在神面前在服侍神。
Just as the priests served God in front of him in the book of Revelation.
第二件就是要等候神。
The second thing is to wait for his son.
那在这个等候的过程就是, 啊, 心腹装饰整齐的过程。
And to wait is to prepare ourselves and to adorn ourselves ready to meet him.
在等候的过程, 啊, 也包括, 啊, 接受活洗, 洁净自己。
And to meet him is also to go through the trial of fire so that we may be fully cleansed.
啊, 灵性不断的进步,
so that our spirituality may continue to grow.
啊, 达到完全,
to perfection.
啊, 主耶稣来就把我们接到天上去了。
Then when Jesus comes again, he will take us up to heaven.
啊, 所以我们现在都已经得救了。
So now that we're all saved,
现在两件事情。
There are two things remaining.
要服侍神。
We must serve God.
然后要预备等候神再来。等候主的再
来。We must prepare and to wait for his coming.
好像这是我们啊学习救赎论的一个目标目的。
And this is the main purpose of, for studying the theory of redemption.
好我们这个题目就跟大家讨论到这个地方。
And we'll conclude our discussion here.